This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4:15, now the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We've promoted a mystery special guest all day. There's now three people who know about this. Me, the guest himself, and Charlie back in Greentree were at a jam-packed, raucous Rivers Casino Sportsbook. This place is flooded with people here to watch and bet on the PGA Championship, where guys like Stephen Yamir Yager and Ryan Michael J. Fox are Luke Donald football at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, it is not exactly a who's who.
The course is not playing to what it's supposed to be. It was supposed to be a bomber's paradise. Luke Donald is, like, easily one of the shortest hitters still playing on tour. If he went to your local club, you'd say, wow, that guy hits it good, but you wouldn't say, wow, that guy hits it far.
You wrote down the name of the mystery special guest.
Yes.
May I see it?
Yes, you may.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Malzy. Another prediction gone wrong for you this week.
Can I tell people the name now? The name I wrote down, so it's not this person, was Richie Walsh. And the only reason I wrote Richie's name was when you said maybe this person will make up for Pomp, not, you know, giving us the Bellefonte snorkel and not appearing, I thought it might be very literal, like his co-worker.
He's an understudy.
Okay. At KDKA TV, I thought might be, because Richie loves to play little games like this.
By the way, Bob blamed Charlie in a text to me. Said Charlie said 3:35. He thought because Charlie was new, we were doing things a little bit differently today with him. So he said it was all his fault for why.
Both of you could have simply reached out to the other and actually cleared up
communication
that confusion.
Issues.
We never have communication breakdowns in the radio business.
All right, let's go out to the fan hotline and welcome in our special guest. Special guest, identify yourself, please.
Special guest?
I'm sorry, am I supposed to say something?
Do you know who it is?
No, I'm hearing a lot of, like, window noise here.
Well, yeah, he's driving.
This is what, you mean my Bluetooth speaker is not working in my car?
Oh, now I can hear it. It took a second there. Hello.
It's this guy's Christmas Day.
Schedule release.
Jim Colony. Who invented the Steelers win-loss game the day after the schedule came out.
I did not know that this was a Jim creation. Jim, how did you play this morning? Because you very generously sent me an invite that I could not take you up on today.
I did. Front nine bad, back nine was pretty good. Four over on the back.
But I like that. That means you left in a good mood.
Jim, what was the first year you played the Steelers schedule win-loss game? Is that when they were the Pirates back in 1933?
Yeah, Ron and I had a contest to see who could guess the record. I honestly can't remember. For some reason, I'm thinking that it was post Giannotti, and I think it was with Dunlap, but I couldn't pinpoint a year for that.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the I always feel when I'm talking to you like I'm in the presence of greatness, but now finding out that you created this little game, it's even it's just an extra feather in your cap.
Something that's been called boring radio by others today, so how about that, Jim?
It was called lazy radio by somebody else that Jim knows from his past.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think I invented it. I mean, the only thing I invented around Pittsburgh was the University of North Allegheny. I came up with that. That was my creation.
We always said when we ran into an NA student at, like, when I was at Penn State, that they were just going to 13th grade up there because there were so many of them, Jim.
All right, let's cue the music here for Jim, please. Charlie? I texted you about the music. What are we doing here?
Oh,
communication
man.
Issues. Charlie's dropped about 15 balls today. He's fumbled it.
He's dropped more balls than a class full of 7th grade boys hitting puberty.
All right. Jim, let's go here one by one. You were not prepped on this. I don't even know if you've seen the schedule, so this might just be completely off the top of your head. There it is. Week one, Steelers at Jets. Lower the music, Charlie. Week one, Steelers at Jets.
For some reason, I desperately want an L in this game, so I'm going to give it an L.
Why do you want that?
Just because I've come, not like I'm anti-Steelers here, but the mismanagement of that franchise is it's never going to reach the levels of their North Shore counterparts, but I just the way they've operated things, I would have done things a whole lot differently, and I kind of hope that Justin Fields comes back. I hope that he audibles out of all sorts of plays and shows Arthur Smith that, hey, you know what, I'm capable of doing stuff. So it's a road game, right? So I'm going to go with the Jets.
I got to go W here.
No, I'm not asking you for your picks. I'm asking you to give Jim the next game.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to make the picks with him.
No, okay. This is Jim's moment in the sun. I'm not trying to steal his shot.
Jim, I'm incredibly sorry to have stepped on your toes even briefly. All right, Jim.
It's just that I'm winding past Morgantown right now on our way to South Carolina for a wedding.
Delightful.
Well, maybe you'll see Donnie down there. He's got a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach this weekend.
What, this weekend?
In real time right now.
Our wedding is near Columbia, but we are going down to Myrtle on Sunday. So I guess, hopefully we're not staying in the same place that those guys are.
Jim, for the third time since 2011, the Steelers open at home with about as nondescript an opponent as you can, the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I think that was a bad game for Mason Rudolph, as I recall. I think that was the beginning of the end of that season for him. I don't know. I think the Steelers win that game.
At New England, your old stomping grounds in week three.
Man, the Patriots are terrible. I have to go with the Steelers. I know that bad things happen there, but the Patriots are a bad team, so I think the Steelers managed to win that game.
Across the pond to Dublin we go to take on the Minnesota Vikings in what will be technically a Steelers home game, Jim.
I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings in that one.
All right, Jim Colony is picking the Steelers. He popularized this game. He made it into yes.
Pony, I was going to cheat and go through, and I was going to make sure that I also kind of desperately want to come up with a non-winning season here. And I'm not going to take the tie, make up a tie for a cop out. But I'll just proceed, and I'm not really keeping track. I know I'm 2-2 right now.
Yep.
But it would be great if it comes out to like 7 or 8 wins, but we'll see.
Kenny Pickett, potentially Brown starting quarterback in Pittsburgh week 6. Your pick?
Steelers.
That was quick. Not Kenny Pickett. Joe Burrow, definitely, or you would think, unless he's hurt, Bengals starting quarterback on the road, Thursday night football, short week at Cincinnati.
You know, the Bengals have a bad schedule that week, don't they? Don't they have one of those things that that Art Rooney used to get mad about the Steelers having to put up with? But I just think early in the season, it's a Thursday. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
The next week is potentially the Aaron Rodgers revenge game. The Packers in Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Mr. Colony.
I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, too, and he's not even here yet. Home game, okay, Steelers. Now we're 3-3.
No, you were already 3-3. Now you're 4-3.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, God. Oh, no, here we go.
Here comes a home game against the Colts and whoever they've got at quarterback.
Oh, man, if they lose that game, then they deserve. But that's what that would be the Tomlin special, right?
Yep.
So?
I just can't see that happening, although it did last year, didn't it? They already did that. No, they will beat the Colts.
All right. Will they go on the road for a de facto home game across the country and play the team without fans at the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim?
Yes, they will, and they'll lose.
The Bengals at home.
That's a loss.
Okay, we found out today that this team's starting quarterback purportedly did not even want to play for them, and he and his father attempted to sort out avenues by which he could avoid playing for them. Caleb Williams and your Chicago Bears on the road.
That adds some intrigue to it, but I'm going to go with the Bears.
Bears.
Bills at home, week 13. Josh Allen and the gang.
No, don't even. No. Buffalo.
That's a four-game losing streak.
I know.
Right now,
it's starting to get late early out there, but he doesn't want to know the record, Pony. At Baltimore, out of the frying pan and into the fire against Lamar Jackson in his place.
But is this part of the Christmas tournament yet? no, you got to. I have to pick the Ravens at home in that one. It'll be a three-point game. Well, no, I guess the playoff game wasn't a three-point game, was it? I will pick Baltimore.
A Monday night football game against the Dolphins at home in December, Jim.
Yeah, that's the Steelers' victory. Tomlin's pretty good on Monday night, as I remember.
You'd normally look at Detroit and up until the last 3 years or so in the schedule and say, thank God, a breather. Now, not so much. At Detroit, a 4:25 featured kickoff.
Okay, I guess this will have happened the previous 2 weeks, except for the one game the Steelers' defense, once again, late in the season, is going to be exposed for the fraud that it is. Where they'll look good against it. The Steelers' defense looks good until it has to, and the Lions are legit. Even if they had all those injuries last year, and look how well they did. So I'm definitely going to Detroit.
At Cleveland, which has been a house of horrors for the Steelers lately in Week 17.
That's not Thursday night, though, is it?
No, it's
no. That's a 1 o'clock game that by this point might be the Spiro Dita's game.
That used to be a Sam Nover game when I was in college, and the Patriots played teams like the Colts, which is true. I didn't even really know. That's all. And then I met Sam when we moved to Pittsburgh 15 years later, which was kind of funny.
And then he once sold a car in the paper that said celebrity owned, somebody told me.
Celebrity owned. I know. I'm thinking about selling a couple golf clubs, calling them celebrity owned.
In your case, it would be celebrity thrown.
You know what? I'll take the Steelers.
Oh, that sounds confident. Man, just brimming with confidence.
No, bad things. That used to be a fun trip. I used to enjoy covering the games. You know, Jeff and I, and then before that, guys like people, events. You know, guys that we would go up to cover the games, and it was so much fun because we'd listen to the Browns post-game show on the way back, and the fans were all so miserable. But, you know, things have changed.
Didn't your wife get accosted in a bathroom there? Didn't she almost get assaulted by an angry Browns
fan? Yeah, she did. I told her. And say hi to Linda and Chris, by the way, because they're traveling, obviously, with me.
Hello, Linda. Hello, Chris.
I told her, do not take off your whatever coat she had on, because she had on a Steelers shirt under it. I said, do not take it off, whatever you do. And but it was a beautiful day, and so she ends up taking off her top coat or whatever. And so she got accosted by some lady, started barking at her in a ladies room.
That was actually the mayor's wife.
All right, one.
Baltimore, home game. Could mean nothing for the Ravens. Actually, could mean nothing for the Steelers, too.
Well, the only way the Steelers have a chance in that game is if it's one of those, you know, that – and, man, was it so long ago when the Steelers were in that position almost every final week where – they could rest guys, and they didn't really – there was really nothing at stake. No, Baltimore's going to win that game. They'll probably run for 400 yards this time instead of three.
Oh, Jim,
I
have tallied it up here, Jim, and it is ugly. You have the Steelers going 7-10. A Mike Tomlin losing season and a pretty comfortable losing season.
Well, I don't know. I kind of piled it on a bit at the end, but honestly,
piled it on. You know, you had them barely go. You had them almost go 0 for November.
Well, they unleash hell a month early, I guess.
Jim, last one. Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days.
I'm sorry?
Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days besides traveling down to South Carolina for a wedding.
Broadly speaking.
Just hanging out at Pheasant Ridge, playing a lot of golf, working, making big money. That's pretty much it. Oh, and our granddaughter Phoebe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a picture from Jim of him holding little
She's
Phoebe.
Awesome. When did that happen?
Wait, Andrew, I never sent you a photo?
No, nothing.
You got to send him the same picture you sent me, Jim. It's a lovely picture. Oh. You look like you are legitimately as happy as you could possibly be.
I know, and Phoebe was really good with everybody else, and as soon as I held her, she started bawling her eyes out.
That sounds about right.
It really does, doesn't it?
All right, Jim, enjoy that wedding. It's
safe
good to
travels.
Catch up to you. Catch up with you. See ya.
Yeah, okay, now I can pick the speed back up again. We're in wild and wonderful West Virginia, and whatever county we're in, you know it's a certified business location.
See ya, Jim. There you go. Jim Colony.
My crack about a place where they have no fans.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, the Chargers. It elicited a very predictable response from a very predictable source.
Oh,
Dan Potash, very aggrieved by this comment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.